You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Christine, thank you for your time with us this morning. We've heard, a range of manifestos, various people contesting, said to be contesting the elections in just a couple of weeks' time in South Africa. Is your view that children are not sufficiently front and center? If we look at all of the issues that have been highlighted by various political parties, but even in conversations that we have on platforms such as these?
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity and for highlighting that we have just issued this important manifesto on protecting and prioritizing children in South Africa. A lot, to be honest and to give credit to all actors in this country, a lot has been done. A lot is being said. What we are saying is that let's make sure that all of us together do prioritize and look at every single aspect that's important for the protection and the prioritization of children in this country, and particularly focusing on those that we know are most vulnerable. I'm thinking of the children who live with disabilities. I'm thinking of very vulnerable children when they're on the move, our migrant populations, and also refugee children. So in everything that we do, in the prioritization that we bring, let's make sure that we have every single child in mind when we say that they need to be protected from violence, when we want them to learn in a safe, inclusive, and relevant environment, when we want them to be prevented from diseases that kill, we want them to be prevented from HIV, we don't want our children to be having children, we don't want teenage pregnancy, and I could go on.
How do yourself as UNICEF propose that this is done? So what are the areas in your view really still require a lot more work? Today is Freedom Day in South Africa, and we reflect on the progress made and shortcomings as well over the last three decades, focusing on children in particular. Where is there still a lot of work required?
So it's actually about us looking at things holistically. If you take one or the other area, you will be able to say that there are advances in terms of how we protect children in their communities, how we make schools more relevant. But what we want to draw attention on through this manifesto is to say it's not about just one or the other area. It has to be a holistic approach. It has to be something it's a whole of society effort, and it has to be something where we make sure that children themselves, young people themselves, are also part of the solution. As you know, children will not vote. They're not courted like other parts of society, other cohorts in the society, because we know that they will be casting their votes in relation to what one or the other party say that they will do. Children will not have that opportunity. And we want, through this manifesto, to make sure that we amplify also their voices and say it's not just about education or violence. It's about a whole range of issues that need to be tackled, and we need to do it together. It's the government, it's the private sector, it's academic institution, it's civil society organization that play a vital role on the ground, and it's children and young people themselves.
For people who perhaps still, very problematically hold the view that your children should be seen and not heard, do you think it's that sort of outlook, that sort of perspective, really that makes perhaps even children's issues not seemingly a top priority in the ways that it should be, or people aren't necessarily don't have children top of mind whenever we talk about issues of development, of how do we improve, safety in this country, and also when we think about what the vision is and where we're going as a country, that we should in fact be thinking about children a lot more, and it's sad that in fact we're not doing that enough.
Absolutely. And, you know, one very specific area that we are looking at in at this point in time is, for example, how children are, children's voices, children's own experiences are taking into account in the area of climate and environmental crisis and changes. They are impacted in a very specific way in the in their houses, in their homes, in the schools that they attend, in the health centers that they go to. And we need to make sure that we listen to them. We are attuned to how this is affecting them so that we know we have ECD centers that are climate resilient, that we have water and sanitation services that are, you know, fit and suited to the needs of our children. We need them to participate, you know, in shaping and influencing the policies that they will ensure that the child-specific considerations and references will be made in the development of policies and actions. And also we want them to be part of this green economy that's a response to climate and environmental changes.
Yeah. We'll leave it there this morning, Chris. Christine, appreciate your time. Christine Muhigana, who is UNICEF's South Africa representative.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.